In China, where choking smog frequently fills the air, there is little debate about the need to curb emissions. The UN heads up Greenpeace's energy and climate change campaign in Beijing.
In China, the awareness of climate change and the consensus that there is, this is a real problem and we need to crack it, is much higher in China than in the United States. And then, and it's also in the government, in the leadership, there aren't so many critics, there aren't so many skeptics.
Weaning China off its biggest source of energy, coal, will not be easy. In the deal reached last year, China pledged for the first time to peak its emissions by 2030. Li says there are signs Beijing could move even faster, despite its heavy reliance on cheap fuel.
So it's possible that China would actually have a coal control scheme economy-wide in the next five-year plan, starting next year. And if China does so, then we have a much higher chance of turning the climate curve.
In Washington, Republican lawmakers call the deal a job-killing agreement that threatens middle-class workers. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell.
The agreement requires the Chinese to do nothing at all for 16 years while these carbon emission regulations are creating havoc in my state and other states around the country.
China also has economic concerns about the deal. Beijing may have pledged to peak its emissions by 2030, but it is already taking steps to reduce polluting industries at a time when the country's economy is already slowing. But having the world's two biggest emitters in agreement is important for global climate change efforts, says Li Yan. And the hope is that their example, if successful, will help spur other countries to aggressively curb their own emissions. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.